State Fair. We just got a bag of mini donuts. Thank you.
You're making friends out of my stupidity here, Shelly.
That's why I love you, Monica.
I know, Shelly. We go back and forth with this, don't we? Okay, ready?
That is beautiful. All right, you guys, wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And Monica will be out in the parking lot to demonstrate that talent any moment
now. I'm taking tips.
Also like to thank everybody that's been faxing stuff in. We have Mark at Plum. Thank you for your fax. Also, a really cool one here. This is, really?
Yeah.
Robin's friends.
My hubby's boss.
I wasn't quite sure. And we had a request for the Minutemen. I'm sorry, I don't have a CD down here, but thank you for your request. We had a country, fax. I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. We'll try to get to that. Oh, what else do we have? Paul from St. Paul. Hi to you, Paul. Thanks.
Steve again.
Oh, boy. Would you please play Achy Breaky Heart. Not Radio for Sale. Cheap. Call Steve.
Hey, can I say hi to my friend Sarah over at Travis's house, and Kyle's there. I just have to say hi because they're my friends, and I don't want to lose them.
Okay. John and Michael at Kinko's. Hi to you. Also to the Yellow Taxi Service Corporation. Are you guys going to all take us to the party afterward? Because I don't think we can drive. also, we have another request. That was from Yellow Taxi. We'll try to get to that. Also, from the Second Shifters at Dahl and Curry, Steve, Kevin, Mike, Tom, and Ken. Guess they're going to go brain dead. And thanks a lot to Raven. Raven wrote, "There will come a time when you believe everything is finished. That will be the beginning."
It's Tuesday night, and it's time.
And for the parking lot, let's hear you guys. Okay, we heard him. This is Violent Femmes on the Rock of the 90s, KJ104.
For rubbing it in so bad to you after that.
I know, that was your last night on the air, and then you're telling me the Browns suck.
Traitor.
Well,
traitor.
You know.
Get off my back.
You know, well.
Hey, we're all traitors now. As of midnight. So. Yeah, no, I just to go back to the music there. The electronic, I figured a couple of guys, Johnny Marr, Bernard Sumner, you know, leaders in the modern rock scene, so to speak, and get the message. Don't forget, you know, get the message. It'll be back.
Okay, and Lee, what are you doing now with your life?
I'm down the dial a little ways.
Lee, just tell us. It's okay. It doesn't matter anymore.
I know. But
people are going to want to know how to get a hold of you, Lee.
Okay, all next week, overnight, you can get a hold of me down at 93X.
Okay.
So there.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you have a job.
Everybody here is moving on to bigger and better things. I mean, I'm glad we had this opportunity to work together. I'm glad Park at least gave us 2.5 years to get this done. And that's all I got to say.
Okay.
Thanks for letting us have this opportunity to all come in here and speak.
Oh, no problem. I love to share my shift.
Shift hog.
And who else do we have in the studio?
Kevin Plummer.
Metro Traffic?
Yes.
And you're still employed there?
As far as I know. as late as this afternoon, yes, I was.
This is your life, you know, Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be doing traffic.
Yeah.
Well, they look like hell.
The roads look like hell. And is that why you played that song? Or?
No. I was thinking back to college radio, which now that I think about it, seems like a long time ago. It was 8 or 9 years ago. And seeing The Clash in the Twin Cities. And started thinking about all the bands that we used to listen to, all the bands we used to come to the cities and see, the local bands, the national acts, some of the great bars we went to. Of course, 7th Street Entry was more of a dump then than it is now. And
that's my second home.
Goofy's Upper Deck was still in business, and we saw some great bands up there. So I thought I'd play something from back then. And think about it being 8 or 9 years, and I still haven't graduated from college.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And you did the Saturday morning shifts here.
Yeah. That was fun. You know, being here at coming in, working with you people at least a little bit. And
I know I've had fun with you at our functions.
I really wish I would have heard you on the air, Kevin, but I was sleeping. Yeah, I know you were.
Mike's never seen the sunrise.
If you weren't sleeping, you were falling asleep at the wheel. So,
all right. Well, I want to thank you guys and good luck to both of you guys. You have jobs.
Good
I'm
luck.
Happy for you. And
are we the only two employed people in the building?
No, there's one more.
Okay.
There's Rob. Robin's employed. Yeah. But the rest of us, we'll be fine.
It's all bigger and better things for everybody.
Right. And like that fact said earlier, and we still want to thank you for all your phone calls. You guys are the most important thing, you know. The listeners are exactly why we did this and why we're all here. It's you guys, local bands, just the local people. And I don't know, the support is just incredible. And Michael and John, I don't think I'm going to moon you live over the air, but... Catch me. I just got a fax. Catch me sometime at First Avenue upstairs by the bar drinking Yags with Mad Mike. And then
she
I
does
might,
it all the time
might,
up there.
A Gear Daddy's concert is probably when it's going to happen. Bra slinging happens. Everything happens at that point. Everything goes. And speaking of local music, at the last live from Burr Holland session, one back before Rural Electric, a band called Skeleton Ed, who are great guys, they put together this song for us. And just take a listen here, KJ104.
Here's a little something for the new format that's going to happen with 104. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
KJ104, not really modern rock. Walk, but it it does make sense. Yeah, that walking makes sense. Okay, now it's time. For everybody.
Say goodbye.
All right. First on the line here, this is BT at Glam Slam.
All right, everybody. From the rock of the 90s and all of us at Glam Slam, what would be more appropriate than a see ya?
Thanks, BT.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Go ahead.
This is Julie Lyle. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. And, well, we'll see you somewhere down the dial. I want to introduce our engineer, Charlie, who's helped us along.
Hi, everybody.
Charlie got us back on the air.
Yeah. Yay! Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm going to get out of bed at 3 in the morning.
Hey, Charlie.
I forgive you, though.
Yeah. Why, Charlie? This is Shelley. Why, Charlie, did... Every time something broke, it was always on my shift.
Well, that's a good question.
Hi, Charlie. This is Shelley. The cart deck broke again. The CD player's dead. I'm playing just carts now. I have no CD players. I have blood all over from moving the CD player. What is going on?
He's a good guy.
I don't know if it's bad luck or what, Shelley. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, as long as you come over and like fix my
okay,
CD
I'll
player
be glad
at home.
To do that. Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Shelley.
Who's next?
Hi, my name is Mad Mike. I'm a senior. I majored in modern rock for 2.5 years.
Sit up straight.
And for the last couple weeks, I felt like this was a telethon for the benefit of the 104 staff. Honestly, I'd like to thank... I know I signed off a couple hours ago, but I wanted to thank all the listeners for supporting us the last couple of years. You've all been great. You've shown us that modern rock deserves to be on the radio in the Twin Cities. God bless, and thanks for listening.
I'd also like to take this moment to thank Tony Powers and Angie Phillips.
Yeah. Yay. Yay. Yay, Angie.
Tony Powers was our PD, and Angie Phillips, our promotions director, and they helped us through a lot and taught us a lot, and everything was great. I tried to find some time to return Tony, but I couldn't find it.
We played Boots.
But we played Boots. For
Angie.
That's for Angie. So, Go ahead.
All right, I'm Robin from The Breakfast Club, and thanks everyone for getting up so early and listening to the show and hanging with us. It's been really, really fun. I heard you say earlier that I was employed only part-time, so any potential employers out there, keep that in mind. Anyway, yeah, we'll work for food. Oh, and thanks for everyone who really supported my band. I really tried to keep, you know, the band thing and the radio thing separate, and, you know, I really appreciated when, you know, they came out and stuff, and so that's what I'm going to put my energy into right now. So.
Days of Four.
Yeah, come on out and see us. I'm going to be really writing a lot of tunes now. I got a lot of time.
You got a lot to write
yeah.
about now.
Yeah, I got probably be a lot of nasty, angry tunes, but, you know, come on out anyway. No. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Lee Michaels, here again. Did overnights, part of the Breakfast Club the last few months. All I can say is thanks to all the listeners, all the people that supported us. And when it comes back, you know, I know you'll be there to support whoever and whatever the modern rock format has to bring to the Twin Cities. So thanks a lot. Don't lose faith. See ya. Yay.
Lollapalooza sucks. The music's too loud.
Who are you?
Look, I'm going off.
Let you in here.
I'm going off to England now, so I can relearn my English accent because people think it's fake anyway. thanks to everyone and to all the air staff here. It's been just fantastic working here for the last couple of years, and this music is just wonderful. So cool. All
right. Thanks, Steven. Take it easy.
Well, hi there, all you modern rock fans out there. You've only heard me for about a week and a half. This is Truett here. I kind of took over for Lee's spot. I'd like to thank Lee. For leaving early. Thanks, Lee. And I'd like to thank Boomer for getting me into this great rock station. And I'd like to just thank you out there. You've been great. Really supportive. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Monica. I refuse to make that noise again.
No! Come on, Monica!
One more!
And then you have to go out in the parking lot and demonstrate for everybody. We're booking you at the Metrodome next week.
Oh, they love me in the parking lot.
You're going to open up for the Twins. You're going to be out there. The national anthem done with the tongue, I guess.
Okay. One.
Okay.
That wasn't even very good. Okay, anyways, I just wanted to say thank you, Shelley, because you're one of my best friends, and I really appreciate... No, shut up. Get back to that mic right now. I really appreciate everything you've done between putting me on the air last night, which is really ridiculous, but putting me on the air tonight, which is even more ridiculous.
You seem like you're into it now. Is this your next career?
I wonder why. and you swore on the air in my honor. Thank you very much. I just want to say to all the listeners out there, you know, keep the faith, because this is really the best format, and... It'll be back.
The best. and we want all you guys to know, too, that the music is going to continue through the weekend. They just took our keys away, and we're out of here right now. So keep listening all weekend long. And we just want to remind you that the music will continue going until 6 a.m., I believe, Mike? Yep. 6 a.m. Monday morning. So keep listening. It'll still be here. They'll still play your requests. You just won't hear all of us lovely people, which, you know, is okay. But go ahead.
Okay, I'm Kevin Plummer, and I'd like to thank everybody who had a job on Saturday mornings that had to get up and listen to me. I had a lot of calls from people at work, and I had a lot of fun with the air staff. It's been a great time, and I think Modern Rock will be back real soon.
I just want to say one more thing before everyone goes. We've got to thank Shelley Miller, the biggest supporter of local music and the best night jock.
Cry. I just got some faxes from the Goddamn Liars and also Mixed Breed, and they're now called Blow.
Dumpster Juice
and all you guys and Lemongrass, and I just really want to say thanks. It was really great meeting you all, and thanks to Burholland Studios for all their help and everything else, and thanks to all you guys for listening. It's been a really great 2 years. I don't really know what else to say. I'm going to leave you with a couple of local songs. Gear Daddies, Don't Forget Me on KJ104, the station that played Minnesota music. That's Trip Shakespeare from Lulu. Jill Can Drive. It's kind of fitting. I always wanted to play that for my last song just because I won't be working nights and weekends anymore. And I guess I'll have a social life. And I just want to say that it was like a family here. And you guys, the listeners, were all part of it. I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart, the entire staff and everybody. I'll miss you guys. And don't forget to tune into Depth Probe tomorrow night in Rock and Roll Wingding on Sunday with Kevin Cole. He was working down at First Ave tonight and wanted us to say goodbye for him. But tune into both of his shows this weekend. And for the last time, at 5 minutes after 12 on Friday, September 5th. 104.1 is KJJO-FM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Rock of the 90s, KJ 104.